RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood.
A hole in one.
It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
7 o'clock, good morning, here on the final Saturday in July. It is Tee to Green. 2 hours again coming your way from Niagara Falls Country Club here in beautiful Lewiston, New York. And we're at the final round of the Porter Cup. Brian Koziol, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Kevin Sylvester has the week off. He's negotiated more vacation in this year's contract for Tee to Green. So.
he's a good negotiator, that he Kevin. Is. Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
We'll do our best to kind of to pick up the slack this week here. Brian and Jeff along the way. Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. And yes, we're at Niagara Falls Country Club, one of the best annual traditions in Western New York in terms of the sports scene. The best amateurs in the world here to play in the Porter Cup event. And we'll obviously be talking about that here throughout the course of the next 2 hours. We go 2 hours for Majors Week, but it's kind of a mini-major here in Western New York, the Porter Cup. So we're happy to go the extra hour with you today.
Yeah, a lot of golf events around Western New York this summer. A lot of big events. It's cool. I always like coming here. The sun's coming up. We're on the escarpment. You see, it's a lot of kids. It's a lot of college players, and they're here, you know, hitting putts to see the tents and all the activity that's buzzing around, all the stuff that it takes to get this tournament going. To me, it's fun. It's exciting. I like watching all the different putting strokes. They, when they're young like this, they have such nice flow to their stroke, and they all seem to putt well when they're 19, 20, 21 years old. They don't have any of the mental scars that us old folks have.
That's right. That's yes. Right. Yeah, we're broadcasting in front of the pro shop right now in the communications tent, but we can see the putting green. In fact, I'm sure some of the guys putting are appreciating our talking over here. But no, they're getting ready for their round. I'll tweet out a video or something in a little bit in between one of our commercial breaks of just seeing the guys warming up on the putting green. But yeah, it's the final round today. And we hope to have a guest or two along the way, including one of the tournament directors, Cassie Stein, will come on and join us and let us know what's happened in the first 3 days. We can tell you that the leader is a name that is not a surprise at the top of the leaderboard. Chung On Yu, he goes by Kevin Yu, but nevertheless, he's playing well. And he has a three-shot lead going into today.
From Taiwan, right?
He's from Taiwan, yep. And he's a senior at Arizona State. And he'll be with us here to be having a three-shot lead today, playing in that final group, which tees off at 12:10 today. And a three-shot lead. Looking forward to you know, getting him going, I'm sure. It's got to be pretty good validation here for the tournament, too, to have the top-ranked amateur player in the world that they have here on this event in the lead, I would say, Jeff.
And, it, you know, it doesn't always work out that way. You know, you have a good week, you have a bad week. Yeah, he's playing very, very well. This course is always at its toughest for this event. You know, the rough's up, the greens are firm and fast, the breeze is blowing a little bit this morning. Those are good scores. Three-shot lead's not a lot, though. You know, that's a bogey birdie somewhere out there, and that tightens up. So it should be exciting. It's, when do they tee off? About 12:30?
12:10 for the leaders.
12:10. Yeah. If anybody's out there, they should come on out and watch this, because this will be great. The other guys are close. I can't imagine trying to, yeah, it's, even for him, this is a big, big event. This is, he's trying to make points for all these different things that they can qualify for. It's a
Walker Cup year.
It's a Walker Cup year. I don't know if he'd be eligible for the Walker Cup because he's from Taiwan, so it wouldn't affect him. But you know, you're trying to win. You're trying to build your resume. You're trying to beat good players. It's going to be nerve-wracking for the kid to sit up on the first tee, you know, and you got the lead, three shots, a major amateur event. I'm 18 holes from the championship. How do I close this deal?
That's right. And we've seen leads evaporate here in final rounds.
Yes,
in the past.
We have. Yeah.
I mean, we've documented those in previous rounds. So, it always sets up for excitement. And the final set of closing holes here and everything along the way, too. I know that, you know, for those of you that might be familiar with the course, it's an interesting kind of finish with some big risk reward here maybe down the stretch, too.
Well, 17's a hole I look at because there's OB left and right. But these players, they're not, you know, if you're playing that well, I don't think you see that stuff. You know, when you're playing well, you're trying to win the event, and you've been hitting good shots all week, you don't see that. But they're difficult. You got tough lies in the fairway. The greens are bunkered. You got a long par 3 near the end. You got a drivable par 4 right in the closing stretch. And you finish with a par 3, which sounds peculiar, but it's a difficult par 3. And it's a stock 7-iron or 8-iron for most of these kids. But, you know, if you're trying to lock down the championship, that 8-iron – feels a little longer than maybe it should.
Absolutely, yeah. When we played the last time we did the show here previewing the Women's Porter Cup, you, Kevin, and I, we went over and played 18.
Yeah, I didn't win that one.
And I know. But it obviously playing it way in the back, yep, where they will be here, playing it from the tips on this tee. I mean, there's a ton of bunkers, and you know, maybe many of you that have driven by the place before, even if you haven't played it, it's a par 3 right by the clubhouse here at the end, and there'll be a big crowd here, and you know, it would be natural to have some nerves there. Maybe, hey, I got to hit one more good shot to try to close out to win this tournament.
But that's what's fun, right? I mean, you play to be nervous. If you're not nervous, you're not playing for anything, right? So if you're out there and you're nervous, that's when you're trying to get the butterflies to fly in formation there. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But if you're nervous, that's when golf's fun for me. And you know, if you like to compete at golf, you want to be nervous. You want to be in that environment, testing your game, And what's neat about it when you're in the middle of something like that is all you're thinking about is your shot. You know, you're not – these guys, when you talk to the average amateur, they're thinking about their golf swing. These guys are just going to be thinking about what kind of shot they're hitting. If they're thinking about mechanics on the golf course too much, they're really going to end up struggling.
That's right. Tee to Green here live at Niagara Falls Country Club in Lewiston. Brian Colsey along with PGA Pro Jeff Midas. The final round of the Porter Cup is today. Play begins in about 25 minutes from now, 7:30. Is when the first group goes off, and we'll mention some of the names here that are going off, and then the lead group at 12:10. So if you're looking for something to do, it's going to be a beautiful day. The event is free, and we would encourage you to come on up and see some of the best amateurs in the world, and some of the best amateurs from the local area here too, in Western New York, go at it. But Chung On Yu, the leader, has a three-shot lead over Aiden Dedon. He's from Australia. And also in the final group today, Tyler Strafasi from Florida, he is four shots back of you, who is in the lead. And then three more players in the second last group that'll go off at 12. Reed Davenport coming in, he's five back. Davis Lamb, six back. And Matt Parzali is seven back. So there's some of the guys that'll be maybe competing to hoist the Porter Cup. And if you know your Porter Cup history. You know there's been some incredible names that have hoisted this cup in the past. You go way back many years. A guy like Ben Crenshaw has won this event. You go to, I believe, 1990. Phil Mickelson won this event. Former world number one, David Duval, has won this event. So, you know, there's some names there that have some big recognition that have won this event. And I know that for an amateur player, you try to get your name on a trophy like this. So it's obviously a goal for you.
And we talk about this event every year. And the list of the alumni is insane. You know, you got Tiger, you got Brooks Koepka, you've got the best players in the world. They've all, almost all, I think we went through the top 20 in the world or something. How many had played here was pretty impressive. So if you're a golf nut like we are, Brian, you want to come out, you want to check these kids out. I mean, they're not all kids. Garrett Rank, the NHL referee.
By the way, he's playing very well.
Very well.
He's in the he's in the fourth last group.
Yeah.
Fifth last group at 11:30 today.
Yeah, it's not a novelty. He's a pretty solid player. He shoots some very good scores. He competes at a very high level in addition to his day job. But he's got the summers off. And he can work on his game pretty hard then.
That's right. Yeah. He's working hard. That's right. And then we did see him for a few NHL games this year in Buffalo, and he was in there for the Sabres. So.
And we can harass him about his golf game if you want to get him off his referee game. So.
No doubt. Yeah, so the leader's teeing off here at 12:10, and we're pleased to be joined now by one of the many here in the tournament committee, we'll say, the executive tournament committee, as your badge says there. Marty Schimmel, good morning.
It sounds pretty impressive, doesn't it?
Yeah,
with the executive
in front of it sounds way
better. Executive
yeah.
committee that and a couple badge,
bucks.
I like that.
That and a couple bucks will get you coffee at Starbucks. How are you? Thanks for coming, guys.
We're
guys
great.
Did a great job.
We appreciate you having us here again, as always, in anticipation for the final round. One thing that I know you guys never have total control of is the weather. This year you've gotten AAA+, right?
I was bragging Wednesday and Thursday to everyone that would listen that I was in charge of the weather, and they thought it was so funny, and then the lightning came in yesterday, and we had a two-hour delay.
Oh, you did?
About an hour and a half, and it wasn't so funny anymore. Everybody said, oh, you're the guy responsible.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was great. We had a little bit of a rain delay. We got everybody off the a little bit of a lightning delay. There was lightning.
Did it rain?
It didn't rain at all.
Yeah.
Ironically, it poured about a mile from here down on Center Street in Lewiston. But
wow.
There's no rain up here, and we got him off the course and back on about an hour and a half all told.
Yeah,
right.
So once you have lightning.
I was patting you on the back here, and then there you go. Sorry.
Yeah. So once you have lightning, you have to evacuate the course.
We had lightning. There was lightning within a two-mile area, I believe it was, and the radar showed it, so they sounded the whistle, and we went out and got everyone off. But luckily, there was no rain, and you can't take chance with lightning.
So. No.
But today's looks like it's going to be a great day for golf.
A little bit of a breeze.
I'm back in charge of weather again.
That's right. No doubt.
Today it could be a better day right now. Yeah. It's a beautiful morning. So this is a long day for you, I imagine, right?
Yeah, it's a long day. It's a long but fun. That's a good way to describe it. It's a long day, but it's a fun day. I'll be here till they put the jacket on the winner. But it's fun. We anticipate Saturday, as you guys know, is our biggest biggest crowd.
That's right.
And it's a good day.
Yeah, we've been in encouraging those to come out. The leaders play at 12, so plenty of time to come up here. The tee time start at 7:30, so if you
it's free.
Maybe have something to do later this afternoon, you want to come up and check some morning golf out, you can. But the leaders will probably play from, 12, 10 till 4, maybe?
Yeah, we've been getting them through pretty quick this year. Average round of play is around 4.5 hours, 4:20. Leaders go out at 12:10.
Yeah.
The final two groups go out at 12 and 12:10. But it's going to be a good day. Kevin Yoon is in the lead with three strokes. It was a five-shot lead late yesterday, and then he came back. Didone closed things in a little bit, so it should be a good final round.
That's right. Marty Schimmel, part of the tournament committee here at the Porter Cup. Most important title, media liaison director.
Absolutely.
That's right. He takes care of us on media day. That's right, Marty. Good job.
You played media day, right?
I did.
How'd you play?
That's good. It was my best round of the year. I had 76
well.
That day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I know.
He's just glimpsing his potential as a player with that 76.
That's right.
Yes.
You know, the mid-am, we can get you in here as a mid-am next year.
I need a lot more coaching from Jeff. I'm also, remember, the media day tees are a little more friendly than what they're playing in this event.
Yeah,
too.
So are the pin placements.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what people always forget. I went around there and I shot that score. This kid can shoot. We'll come out and try to do it when the greens are rolling as fast as they are and the pins are tucked and the rough's up.
Right.
And your score actually counts and people are watching.
You know, the greens and the rough are the big equalizer here. I talk to a lot of kids, especially the first timers, and I ask, what do you think of the course? And they say, it's really great, but it's really tougher than it looks. And it's the greens and, you know, the way pin placements and stuff. I like to think that this course is, you take a look at it and say, oh, it's an easy course. I'm a baseball guy, and it's like, I liken it to sitting in the dugout watching the pitcher warm up, and you can't wait to get up there. Yeah. And when the game's over, you find you went 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. He's a lot tougher than he looked, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Mario, we talked about it at Media Day that the winning score, what, 5-6 years ago, one year would have got to 22 under or whatever.
Did somebody shoot 60?
Yeah.
The course record is 60.
Yeah.
Bill Haas shot a 60 here in 2003.
Former FedEx Cup champion.
Yeah. He shot a 60 here in 2003 and he bogeyed 18.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, he had 4 and 18 for, you could have had 59.
But to add to your point, the winning scores have been coming down in recent years, and I know part of that, we were discussing that at Media Day, we think a lot of it, you guys have redone greens, redone bunkers,
yes.
So that areas around the greens, they definitely, I mean, I know, I'll just, even from scrub golfer me, I know that the area when you play it here now around the greens.
Scrub golfers don't shoot 76 out here.
It's much more challenging though around here.
Yeah,
now.
It is. Yeah. The greens are, we did all of our greens, the front nine is done, we're going to do two more late fall this winter on the back. I think it's going to be 10 and 14. I could be wrong. But they grow the rough a little bit around the greens and make it a little bit more challenging.
I've noticed it. I coached Niagara for years, and we'd come here a lot. And I haven't coached for a few years. And just to go out there and see all the changes, there's been a lot of changes.
Right.
And the things, yeah, I think it's made it more difficult, mm-hmm. the changes. And it's also made the turf better.
Right.
And the putting surfaces seem much better than they were in years past.
They had to redesign the greens. The greens were old greens, and they were bowl-shaped. And what would happen, the water would settle, and the roots would rot.
Yep.
So now we've kind of curved them and slanted them, and the water runs off a little bit better. It's,
yeah, use nature to drain them for yourself,
that's
right?
That's correct,
yep.
Yeah.
No doubt. Well, what's the advice you have, Marty, for the final groups today? Obviously, they're going to try to get themselves to get their name on the trophy to join the long list of greats that have won it. You've played this course many times. You've seen this tournament play out.
Yes.
What advice would you have for them?
Well, you know what? The winner does not always come from the final group. Yeah. I was just telling Davis Lamb, a really young kid, really sharp kid from Notre Dame last night. He's 7 shots out. And Phil Mickelson was 7 shots out, I believe, in 91. Going into the final round.
Wow.
And he shot a 63. I think it was a 63. And he beat David Duval. Duval, and the tournament will be won. Like they say, it'll be won on the last few holes. 17 usually plays a big role because it's a little tight. It's out of bounds on both sides. And
fairway's tough. You hit it in the fairway, mm-hmm. and you don't get that level lie, and you're hitting mm-hmm. uphill to that
yep.
green. It's a
mm-hmm.
tough shot.
Yeah. But Kevin used the real deal. He's going to be a good one. He's a really great kid. Spent some time with him this week. And the Didone, the kid he's kind of sneaky. You don't really recognize him. Next thing you know, you look up, he's in second place. But I think it's going to be a fun afternoon.
Yeah, but Kevin, you leading. I mean, you're top ranked amateur, yeah. and you know, obviously, to have a guy he's fifth in the world,
fifth or sixth. It depends on
which ranking.
Yeah,
you look
which
at.
Ranking you look
Nevertheless,
at.
Nevertheless, an incredible
yeah.
player. But I mean, that yeah. looks great for your tournament too. If he ends up getting the title,
he's very poised
yeah.
kid. He's a very nice kid. He's just really a gentleman. And he was debating whether to come here because of his tournament schedule. He's going to be a senior at Arizona State this year. He was debating whether to come here and fit it in, and we spent a little time. We convinced him, and he came. And I talked to him yesterday. He says, I'm having fun. I'm glad I came. But,
yeah.
Of course, when you're playing as good as he's playing, it's...
Well, and it works the other way, too. If you're having fun, you play well.
Right,
yeah,
right.
If you're not having fun or you're not into it, yeah.
So. I know you got to start on hole one. Are you okay for another minute or two here with us?
I got a minute.
You
yeah.
got a minute. Last thing, then, because I know it's important. Just the commitment that the members make, that the course makes to this yeah. tournament, and the experience. One thing I hear every year about players that return, it's more even just about the golf of why they return here. So I want you to get that word out, because I know that's important to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, the members embrace the event. They house players. Some players come here with their parents and they'll stay in a hotel, but as a rule, the vast majority of players are members' house. Our members all come out and volunteer. They run the scoring. They run the they marshal, and you know, things like that. So you know, it's, and there's events. There's social events throughout the week for members. But you know, it's you don't have an event like this 61 years in a row unless your entire club embraces it.
Yeah, there's got to be a buy-in from the membership.
That's correct.
Well,
that's
you should
correct.
Be proud of it. Why wouldn't you buy into something great like this?
Yeah. Right. It's true.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Marty.
Guys, thank you.
You've got first hole announcing duties, so your voice sounds good.
I got to get some warm water and lemon or something.
Do you have the whole day?
I'll be doing the first half. We rotate. I'll be doing the first half this morning, and I may do the final three or four groups. So.
All right. Awesome.
So we'll see. Thanks, guys. You guys do a great job. Appreciate everything.
Great. Thanks for having us. Awesome. Marty Schimmel with us here, part of the tournament committee here at the Porter Cup. And you did a little starting at the senior PGA.
Yeah, I've done that. It's fun. Yeah, I like to put a little flourish on it. And from Kentucky.
Yes.
One of the fun points was we had Jeff Sluman come to the tee, and Jeff Sluman's card, you know, says he's from Chicago. He goes, hey, can you say I'm from Rochester today? And the roar we got when we announced Jeff Sluman on that tee was a lot of fun. It was fun to be around.
No doubt. Yeah, Sluman was, I remember following that Saturday after we did our show there. He had huge groups there.
He's a local boy. He's played Oak Hill a million jillion times, and everybody's rooting for him. He's older. I think he's got to be 60. But it's fun. It's fun to, you know, as a coach and a person who's in the golf industry and stuff like that, I love being out there and watching the best players, what they do, how they swing, what their moves like. And that's why I like being here. You know, for me as a kind of a golf swing geek, I get to watch, hey, what does this kid do? What does that guy do? How's this putting stroke? We were here last year talking, and, you know, I'm sitting here. All I do is watch these kids putt while we're doing this, and it makes me want to get out there and hit some putts, you know, or it makes me want to go over and tell this one kid I see something I could help him with, but I probably won't do that right before he heads out for his round today.
That's right.
Yeah.
One thing I always like, too, about today is all the different bags. You see, we see a bag from Penn State. We got a bag here with a USA flag on it.
You'll see
all the different college bags, which I always like here. Yeah. You say, you know, you can tell sometimes the difference between the elite players and just an amateur player just by watching them on the putting green. What are you seeing when you say that?
Certain things, you know, there's a confidence, there's even how they prepare themselves for the round. Sometimes you can tell the difference. There's a little more professionalism sometimes with the better players, and some of these kids, you know, you're just trying to get warmed up for your round, and some of it's a little haphazard. Besmirch, I'm watching this one kid hit putts, and he's not hitting it on the center of the blade. He's hitting it all over, like, the blade. He's not in the same spot every time. Little things like that you'll pick up on when you've been around really good players a lot. You'll start to notice those things. How they prepare, the fitness too. As you get later, you'll see all these guys. If you'd have come here 10, 15 years ago, these kids now, they all look like they've been in the gym a whole bunch. And that's definitely changed. And how kids comport themselves when they walk to the tee, is there an air of confidence, or are they just kind of going through the motions, getting ready for their day today?
When you saw me with my sausage breakfast sandwich this morning,
right.
Your thought was not on track for PGA Tour.
Well, it wasn't the first sandwich; it was the second and third.
Thank you, really. That's right. That's.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. So we'll have a winner here today. And as we said, the lead group at 12:10, we are hoping to also speak with Cassie Stein, one of the tournament directors here, coming up a little bit later in the show. But Marty mentioned Phil Mickelson had won it, and other good players have played in it. Tiger Woods played in it, and he had a hole in one on the 12th hole out here at a par 3.
There's a plaque out there for that. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, the history here is unparalleled, really. We've been lucky to get. How long have we been coming here? We've been coming here many, many years, and we've got to see this final round many times. When you hear these names, we keep going back to it. You keep hearing these names. These names now, these kids playing today, the kid that's leading. 5 years from now, 3 years from now, he might be on the PGA Tour fighting for a FedEx Cup championship.
Yeah, well, here's all you need to know about past history in terms of just the current PGA Tour. Mm-hmm. We've mentioned Tiger, we mentioned Phil. World number one, Brooks Koepka, played here twice.
Right.
World number two, Dustin Johnson, played here as well. He played for a year. So, I mean, these names are there, and I mean, we're going to, I'm sure, throughout the show, go through a ton of them, but we're looking forward to seeing how it plays out today. Okay, we'll step aside. Lots to get to here. We got our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, our Absolute Care Champions Tour report, our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. We'll tell you how our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge played out. We have a winner, of course, the Open last week. We'll talk more about that when we return. Shane Lowry getting it done in Northern Ireland. We'll have all that. Brooks Koepka, J.B. Holmes, Button, about pace
of
play.
I love that.
That's right. And more throughout. Hopefully, maybe even we'll grab a player or two here along the way. 2 hours from Lewiston, Niagara Falls Country Club with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel. Tee to green. We're back from Niagara Falls Country Club and the Porter Cup here on WGR. .727 Welcome back here, Tee to Green, live at the final round of the Porter Cup at Niagara Falls Country Club here in beautiful Lewiston, New York, on a beautiful day for golf and pretty much anything. It is just awesome weather.
Sit on your porch and have a cup of coffee this morning. Yeah,
no doubt. Brian Colziel here, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Kevin Sylvester has the week off, and we continue to talk about the Porter Cup. We'll talk about the Open. And Shane Lowry's win in pace of play with Brooks Koepka and J.B. Holmes getting paired together for the final round, which led to some interesting comments. But another guest here, live in person, John Burns, who's officially a rules official this week. John, you wear many hats, including coaching Will North Golf.
Yeah, a lot of people in Western New York will know John. He's been the coach of a highly successful high school program for years. I used to recruit a lot of his players and rules official for the New York State Golf Association. I got a question for you. The new rules. Yes. All right, so I'm PGA professional. I've been to 3 seminars. I don't know that I'm that comfortable making a lot of these rulings yet. How about the players? Have they adapted? Have you seen guys, like I made a drop the other day playing with Brian. I dropped from shoulder height. Boom. Yeah, I made that mistake still.
Yeah, our players here this week have been pretty good. They're very good. I mean, they've playing at a high level. They basically know the rules, and this is not a hard rules course, as you know, coaching here, Jeff. I mean, there's not a lot of trouble other than some out of bounds and a couple water hazards. So they've been good. I have not had many rules questions, decisions. We did have a young man the other day from Virginia who basically hit a shot on the bridge going from 13 across the bridge, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't see it, but one of our actually members said it and said, oh, he took a drop, he took one club length, and then he went on. He said, you might want to check with him. He says, I don't know if he took a penalty stroke. He realized the bridge was part of the water hazard. So we caught him before he got to the scoring tent and said, when you took that drop, did you take a penalty? He said, no, why? And he didn't know the rule that on the bridge you were actually in the penalty area. Or used to
it
the
is
water
penalty area.
Penalty area, and that, so we had to add a stroke. He realized, actually, our member was pretty good. He realized it because he only took one club length instead of two from the red.
Oh, yes.
He caught it. So other than that, it's been pretty calm all week. Some out-of-bounds in or outs, some ground under repairs or abnormal conditions.
So you're just roving around just in case there's a question or they need – I mean, we obviously, when we're watching the PGA Tour, they – or any event on television, sometimes then there's – a ball ends up in a different spot. Right. I was even watching the event this week, the World Golf event in Memphis at the St. Jude, and they have this like barrier fence. So they've called over rules officials a few times this week because they've had some questions about how to play. I think Patrick Cantlay was up against it yesterday. But so you're kind of just roving around, and if a player has a question, they can, you basically are walkie-talkie to come over, right? Is that kind of how it works?
That's basically it. We sort of have a few people, different zones.
Yeah.
Where people are located if there's a problem, and I'll get a call on a walkie-talkie and head over or whatever. Slugger White seems to be everywhere on the PGA Tour, doesn't he?
I think he likes camera time.
Yeah. He's their guy, and all of a sudden he's the guy who always seems to be making a decision. But I noticed last week at the Open Championship that they had those blue rules guys everywhere. It was interesting.
I think it's great.
At the Open, the RNA, they have a walking rules official with each group.
Do they?
Because they don't want pace of play to get caught up with waiting.
Right.
And I know at the PGA they don't even. They'll have some with the last couple groups, but they have the rovers like you would be today. And you put them at high impact spots, like your par 3 on the back there. Yeah. There's water.
Right, 12, right.
12 is there's diagonal.
Fred Silver, our 29-time club champion, is at 12. He's been handling 12 great for us. So
All right. Well, he'll get it. Yeah,
he's got it.
And he's been around the golf game. So you're saying you've been pushing these guys on pace of play.
Yeah. I mean, they're not very friendly when they see us. But what happens is we have a chart. We're supposed to hit each hole at a certain time, and they're also supposed to be in position. So, for example, if they hit a par 3 tee and the other group is teed off on the next hole, then they're out of position. Or if they're on a par 4 tee and there's nobody on the par 4 green, they're out of position. So first one, we sort of say, hey, you know, you're about 5 minutes over your time and you're out of position. Can you pick it up?
Okay.
The second time would be a warning. The third time, they would go on the clock and they get 40 seconds to hit a shot.
Okay.
And then at that point, if they don't, if they have a bad time, they get a stroke. Second time, a bad time, two strokes. And then technically DQ. We have not had to put anybody on the clock, though.
Okay, most people, I love that line. Hey, it wasn't slow out there. I didn't wait all day. Yeah, it's because you're behind the group in front of you.
And sometimes they have a false sense of impression because if there's nobody pushing them, they think, oh, we must be okay. Yeah, they're 10 minutes behind their time. But it's been great. The players have sort of adapted. And after, of course, they come and say, you know, wow, we played really fast. Usually these rounds are 5.5 hours in college.
That's right. Oh, college golf's the worst. Oh, my gosh. The pace of play in college golf is ridiculous. And I think it starts there, and then it bleeds into the PGA Tour. But, that's right. Another story. That's right.
John Burns with us here, the Will North golf coach, member here at Niagara Falls Country Club, and acting as rules official here this week, knowing the rules very well as he does. Pace of play is something we've talked about on our show for years here. I mean, I think... the biggest detriment to people not playing golf. I know some people might say it's cost. I think it's pace of play and time that it takes to play. People's time these days is so valuable. If they know, hey, a full round of golf for me is going to take 3.5 hours versus 5 hours, that might be the difference between them deciding to play or not. Or even a nine-hole thing. I've got a free hour and a half. Can I play nine holes? Well, you should be able to, but sometimes you go and it takes 2.5 hours. So that's something I know we've been, in terms of trying to grow the game. I mean, that's a big detriment for some people is the pace of play.
Oh, I agree. I mean, there's a little joke around here when I was doing pace of play because I'll come out in the morning at 7:30 and I'll walk 18 holes in about 2 hours, 2:20. They go, you can't make him pace of play. They'll have to run around the course. But really, I think, you know, and then the USGA did it with their play nine to try and, you know, that little theme. And I don't. Is it ever going to be solved, the pace of play problem? It seems like it's just we talk about it year after year after year, and the tour guys are doing their thing.
I think awareness, though. You know, I noticed at Glen Oak, last couple weekends, a lot of the weekends, we have carts our time. We have the computers that monitor GPS. Everybody's playing in under 420. I mean, I think it creates a culture of that, and I think it can be followed. And if people are made aware that it's important, most people want to play. You know, sometimes there's a person out there. It just takes one, though. It just takes one group to ruin your whole day. You know, or someone has a, you know, and I like the new 3 minute rule for the golf ball. I don't know that
instead of five,
instead of five. You know, if you're having a bad day out there, it becomes an Easter egg hunt.
Right,
and guys, that's when play slows down.
Yeah,
and I've had that a couple times where I've come up upon a situation looking for balls. Okay. You're the player looking at us. I'm starting my clock. I have foreign players. You got 3 minutes, and then we go from there.
Yeah.
Well, this past week at the Open, it was brought attention again. The ultimate pairing of Brooks Koepka and J.B. Holmes. Koepka, very vocal about pace of play, basically saying that it's a problem. Koepka does play fast. He gets paired with what is almost now the poster child on the PGA Tour for slow play, and that's J.B. Holmes. Koepka was caught on camera a few times during the event, and incredibly too, because Holmes was having a disastrous day. Koepka, who I'm sure the TV cameras would have loved to have shown every shot for because he's so popular right now, he started off poorly. So the two of them actually got out of it, but they were showing them quite a bit because of the good interaction. Koepka at one point was showing kind of almost rubbing his head in frustration because JB's pre-stroke putting routines were taking forever. But a couple of good quotes here. JB said Koepka was playing like he had ice cream in the car. I barely had time to plumb bob my long irons.
And he's unapologetic about his pace of play, J.B. Holmes. I think that's one of the best quotes I've heard in a while.
I know. I saw the one where Koepka pointed to his watch.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
And this isn't the first time. Koepka's an advocate. And I saw a guy had engraved on his wedges, you know, play well, play quick, play poorly, play faster. And there is, you know, if you go out and just hit and react to your target and just get, how many times do you just jump in a cart and you're buzzing around and you're playing by yourself or you're running with your buddies and you end up at the end of the round, you had a great round because you played fast. You always play better when you play fast.
I agree. You don't stand over balls and think. You don't have time to mess things up, right? You hit the shot.
And the science and the psychology will tell you that. Like the players all work on things where when they go through their pre-shot routine, as soon as their eyes come back from the target to the ball, boom, you want to pull the trigger. There's a straight line correlation. Like when your eyes come from the target back to the ball, you see amateurs will freeze over the ball for a long time around the first tee, and it looks like they're going through 25 pre-shot routine thoughts in their head, and you almost know they have no chance of hitting a good
shot. And
think
about other sports. Basketball player shoots, tennis player has to hit a ball right away, right? Hockey guy shoots. He doesn't have time to think. They don't think about where their wrist is, their elbow is. They just
react to their target. Right.
Koepka, I'll throw in his quote here since we gave you JB's. Koepka afterwards, he said he was trying to not say, you know, too much, but he said, look, he goes, and here's his quote. He says, I'm ready to go most of the time. I understand there's a shot or two sometimes during the round. You might need an extra second or two. He goes, that's fine. But he goes, what I don't understand is when it's your turn to hit, your glove's not on, then you start thinking about it. That's where the problem lies. It's not even that he takes that long to hit the ball, but he doesn't do anything until it's his turn. He goes, that's really the frustrating part. But he's not the only one out there, too. So I think he was going at JB, but then realized, like, look, there's others that do it, too. The being not ready to go, well, when it is your turn, like, that is something that everybody can take a lesson in, is that, you know, Jeff, if the three of us, John, if we're all playing, and, John, you're hitting your ball or you're addressing your ball to hit, and I'm on maybe the other side of the fairway, like, I should be doing everything I can to be ready. Yes, I want to watch where your ball goes, even to help you out, to know if you mishit it, that I can help you find it. But at the same time, like, I should be my yardage, my club, if I got to toss the grass for the wind, like, all those that your gloves should not be off.
Right.
Like, yeah.
You're not taking out your rangefinder after the other guy hits.
Right.
And it's funny. I have two examples here. One, I saw three guys hit it on the green, and it's like they're all circling the green. And I'm thinking, well, come on, guys. One of you got a putt eventually here. Like, they're all, like, let's go. Somebody's take, you know. And then another case, sometimes these guys are interesting. They'll police themselves. Like, if they have a slow player, I've noticed, one guy, he just leaves the green and goes to tee and hits. And then this next guy goes, and the other guy's, like, still on the green. So they have sort of forced some guys to play faster here, I've noticed.
And we do that. We played last week with Jake Northrup down at Penn Hills. And what'd we do? If somebody wasn't ready, you step to the tee and you hit. It doesn't matter. I didn't have the honor or whatever. Or you're across the fairway, you're still looking for, I can hit, and then I'll help you look for your ball. Those little things.
And the rules recognize pace. You can play out of order for pace.
Correct.
It's in the rules.
And
absolutely.
I've said this before. I tell all my beginner golfers, no one cares how what you shoot or anything, you know, when you're playing golf. All people want to do is play what fast. So if you're a beginner golfer and you're struggling, pick up the ball and go to the hole. You don't have to finish out every hole if you're struggling. Yeah. Or
and I don't want to make this discussion seem like that we should be telling you that you can't enjoy your round.
No,
and
right.
That you, like, I don't think any of us are thinking that way. And I don't think Brooks Koepka's even saying that either.
Yeah.
Like, but there's a point where just there's ways to cut down time in between. Even if you're walking, where do you leave your bag before the next hole? Like, well, where is the next tee box? Place your bag on that side. We know, too, people that ride carts.
Yes.
They do not handle that properly. There's many people listening that
play. They do not handle that properly. That's correct. The other one is put right in their score. My pet peeve is you see somebody and they're asking the guys to score on the green. And
they're not walking away. Right.
Yeah, do that on the next tee or on the cart. Yeah,
because then the guys are standing in the fairway. You're sitting there, 6, 5, 4, you know, like.
Getting the beads out, yeah.
Yeah, so we've had three great pace days here, about 4:20 round, and the last group came in even yesterday after the delay at about 4:20-ish. So that's pretty good for these guys, we figured.
What would you want a foursome at a public golf course like Glen Oak to play in?
We're playing in under 4:20, so the first groups, you start to get the same guys, and I think people appreciate it, and that's why they come back. That's why we're so busy all the time. But and there's things that make effect. You guys have 10-minute tee times for this event, right?
Yes.
We have 9 minutes at the club. If you start getting 8 and 7 minute tee times, that you get too many people out there, that makes pace of play difficult. I want people. Yeah, I feel like you should at a public facility, it should be 4:20 is great.
And
under 4:20,
ours is 4:10 here.
At a private club, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Most clubs are like that, you know. And clubs will get cultures. And what's nice at a private club is, hey, you can isolate the slow players. People know after a while, and you can kind of, hey, come on, pick up. No one wants to play with those guys or those ladies if they're slow.
No.
And so don't be that guy or lady.
I know.
Yeah.
That's right.
And these players, they're a good player, so they're not getting in trouble most of the time. And this has been a great field. I mean, you have like teams here. You have multiple kids from Notre Dame, multiple kids from Virginia, multiple kids from Stanford, the national champs, multiple kids from Vanderbilt, multiple kids from, North Carolina, multiple kids from Duke. It's like it's just a great. They come as teammates. They have a good week, and
they probably enjoy playing here because this is going to be way faster than their college events, because those college events are terribly slow.
And that's the weather. They're getting out of the hotter weather in some places too.
True.
Some of these guys.
Right.
John Burns with us here at the Porter Cup final round with the tee times actually underway now. First group went off 10 minutes ago at 7:30. The final trio: Kevin Yu, Aiden Dione, and Tyler Strafasi at 12:10 today. The event is free. We welcome you to come on up and check it out. John, before we let you go, you've coached a few of these guys in the field here, including Ben Reichert, who's been playing very well as of late. He won the Florida State Amateur.
He won the Florida State Am recently.
Yeah, I mean, there's like three big Ams in the country, Texas, California, and Florida. And Ben won the Florida Amateur in June, and that's a pretty big accomplishment for Ben. He's going to be a junior at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. He transferred for Ole Miss, and he's excited. He sat out his transfer year. And he's really looking forward to it. He likes the coach, and he'll start playing again in the fall. And he's been playing very, very good golf. His dad lives in Florida, but he comes up here in the summer months, and he plays out of River Oaks. And he's hitting the ball great. And he said, if my putter putted, I'd be lower, like everybody here.
Yeah.
But he's hitting the ball great, and he's matured really into a nice young man. And I can't say enough about Ben. And he loves coming to this tournament.
Oh, I can imagine. Any local kid that's Gavin Hall, he loved coming here. All the guys. I imagine Will Thompson. This is a nice event for Will to come to because he's getting back in Western
from Rochester.
New York.
Yeah, Kevin Borowicz is here from Grand Island. And Nick Morielli, who played in the U.S. Mid-Am, our member, is playing. And so is James Blackwell, our club champ. So.
I'm looking forward to seeing James. And I saw David Haynes.
Yep. David Haynes is here, too, from Canisius.
You got a lot of good players here.
Well, you've had a wonderful program over the years at Will North with high school players. What advice would you give to parents listening, or even maybe, I don't know, do we have youngsters up this early, high schoolers at 7:42 in the morning?
But I'd be hitting balls if I wasn't working here.
About being a successful high school player, or maybe wanting to maybe make a high school team at some point.
Yeah, I think if you're a parent, you have a 10 or 12-year-old, and they're thinking about high school golf down the line, the biggest thing is to let them play. I mean, yes, have some lessons here, and but just let them play and get a couple kids together that are friends with. They love playing. They can learn a lot by playing. We do get a lot of range robots sometimes, and that's okay to start them out with the lessons, but I think the best thing is just go play, you know, learn how to pitch shots, have fun with your buddies, have putting greens in the green before or after you play, and, you know, play junior tournaments and get a little tournament tough. I mean, that's important, and then they meet other kids at these tournaments, and they have a great time. The Western York PGA Tour does a great job with their tour. The Buffalo District now has their inter-club events to qualify for the Williamson Cup, plus their district match play and stroke play. There's plenty of opportunities to play in everything now.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, being a coach and a PGA professional, I see so many parents want to overcoach their kids. Golf's a game you go, hey, find a way to hit that lob shot. You know, what do you do? Hey, you open your face or ask your buddy what he does.
Right.
And just go out and try to do it. Try to hit it over the tree.
Right.
Try to make the ball hook. Try to hit it low. Just figure it out yourself, and you rely on yourself then as a player, as opposed to as soon as your swing goes bad, you go run into your coach instead of trying to figure it out. And playing's supposed to be fun, and that's the creative part of the game. So I think I couldn't agree more.
And the last part of that too is obviously you're not going to make your high school golf team in August when your tryouts are. You need to play through the summer. You need to play a lot of golf. I mean, that's the reality of it. It's like all sports now, but you need to be a player and play real golf courses
and play for fun.
Play for fun.
Play because you want to be on the team and
right.
It's fun and you want to be with your buddies, not because you think you're going to get a college scholarship or any of that
stuff. No, I know. You know, Jeff, those dollars are few and far between in college golf.
Right.
I mean, but it's not. There's 4.5 scholarships, right? Big schools give 2 fulls and the rest of it's split up, and even smaller schools is...
Yeah, people think their kids are going to college for free because they're a good golfer. Even at the good schools, they're not getting full rides. I mean, there are kids that do, but it's not. The majority of kids are just getting partials.
Right. I mean, Alec Bard was on the green. He's playing at Penn State, and he was out of New Hartford, New York, so he's playing in the Big Ten. But it's a northern kid, right, going to a northern school.
Yeah.
The South has plenty of kids to recruit down there, as you know.
Right. Yes.
Oh, but I can jump in at least on the fact that I'm not a high school golf coach. I'm a high school tennis coach. But at the very least, just making it fun in however you do it is so important because, as you said, 99% of the guys you're going to have with are not going to necessarily either get a D1 scholarship or go on to the PGA Tour or go on and be a professional, whatever sport it is. And to make it fun, so many parents – I have a 9-year-old boy, so I'm starting to see how parents are – handling their son or daughter in their particular sport, regardless of whether it's travel hockey or soccer or baseball or whatever. And they all have different ways of handling it. And I like seeing how they handle. I like seeing how my parents of my tennis players handle their son and like just to see, like to pick the brain, like how can I then be a better dad for my kid later on. But
it's interesting.
You want to try to have that, at the very least, I would say, try to have that balance of serious versus competition versus fun. I mean, like, you can't just be all, like you said, Jeff, you can't just be on the range 8 hours a day hitting balls.
No.
If you miss hit one, it's 10 laps. Like, you'll never succeed that way.
No.
At some point, that burnout.
And let them play all the sports.
Right.
I mean, that's really...
Yes.
I mean, I have 3 boys. Yes. One became a cross-country runner and track guy. The second one was a golfer, hockey player. The third one played soccer. So,
right.
Those skills translate into golf.
They do.
Yeah, basketball players, that translates into golf. Hockey translates into golf. Baseball translates into golf. They all translate into golf.
Right.
I mean, the majority of these PGA Tour players, you say, you know, that they've said, like, oh, they were really good at this sport in high school, or oh, they're still really good at, and look at the other sports we see. I mean, look at Steph Curry, Tony Romo, a lot of these guys, they can come over and play some pretty good golf, too.
And when I would recruit a player as a senior, and he was going to come to Niagara and play, I told him, hey, if you're playing hockey, play hockey still. It's your last year to play hockey. Keep playing hockey. You know, don't quit all the other sports just to play golf.
Right.
You got
to
have something to do. You need a break from golf also.
I agree. If all the PGA guys take a break for a couple months, they all sort of go off on their hunting and fishing or whatever they do, right? They
don't. You can't do it 24 hours a day, 12 months a year, just like anything else.
Right.
And you're a hockey coach.
I'm a hockey coach, too.
That's right.
So
you're going to give me good news on how this on my Sabre season, right? It's going to go better this year.
I was hoping you would give me good news, Brian.
It'd be way more fun for you, Brian.
I said that I was playing the other day. I was playing the other day, and somebody said, "How'd you play?" I said, "I had a Sabres round." What do you mean? I said, "I started out great, and."
We all know how last season went. That's right.
Yeah.
Right, so the Tim Horton start, the double-double.
The double-double. Right.
John Burns with us here. He is going to be on the course today doing the rules and hopefully a fun round for you today as well.
It's a nice quiet day, right? We'll just watch.
Yeah, enjoy watching good golf.
I will,
That's right.
They're all good players, and it's been fun. It's a lot of fun.
And just to finish here, as a member of this club, we had Marty Schimmel on earlier, and he just was talking about it too. The members really love having it here. I mean, to do this tournament successfully now for 61 years, I know that you guys take a lot of pride in this event.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a great event. I mean, the kids are always nice and great, and I can't say enough. One of the reasons I'm here is I came up here for 20 years watching the Porter Cup before I even thought of joining, and so liked the golf course and liked the people. And the head pro, John Boss, and I played high school golf together at Tymon. And
cool.
So that's how we...
that was just a couple years ago.
Yeah, just a couple years ago. We reconnected coming up through the Porter Cup, and then both Mike Boss, our new assistant pro, and my son...
Who's Colin, a nice player.
Yep. My son Colin were junior golfers with James Blackwell. They were all the same age. And so we all got reconnected through tournaments, and so then I ended up joining 6 years ago. And it's been a wonderful... I can't say enough about the people. They're welcoming. Everybody plays together. Doesn't matter who you are. We throw balls on Saturday morning. It's been awesome.
It makes it fun. And you got the best view in Western New York out the back there.
We don't have a golf view, but we have the best view, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That is an amazing patio to sit on a beautiful day like today.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yep.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks, Jeff.
Good to see you, John. We'll be seeing you.
That's right. John Burns with us here. The official title for today is Rules Official for the final round of the Porter Cup, among the many hats that he wears. And we appreciate him giving us a few minutes.
That rules test is difficult, by the way. The rules test for the USGA.
None of that stuff.
They make it hard, though. Yeah, for you to have passed that test, you've had to put some hours in understanding the rules, that's for sure.
Yeah, and rules evolve every year. There's changes, there's adaptations. And,
there's a biannual review of the rules every 2 years, I think they look at. And there was major changes this year, as we discussed. I mean, major changes to the rules of golf, which I think...
Overall, would you still say was for the better?
I do. I think they've, you know, I think they're... acknowledging how the game is changing, you know, that and what's important about the game and what makes people want to play the game. Like we talked about going from 5 minutes to 3 minutes, so pace of play became important.
Right.
How they drop, I think people find that awkward. That may get changed and it looks a little peculiar. But even like there's the new OB rule, which people need to understand. That's where you can, if you hit it out of bounds, you can drop it equidistant in the fairway. But that's a local rule. So some of these things, like this won't apply to this event. They hit it out of bounds, they still re-tee from the tee, hitting three here, wherever they hit it from, the previous spot. But there are some local rules, and most of the changes, I think, are for the better.
Absolutely.
Simplifying it.
No doubt. All right, good stuff there on rules and pace of play. And we'll take a break here from the Porter Cup final round. First few groups are off and underway. We'll talk more about it throughout here, no doubt. And more on the Open and Shane Lowry's win. What does it mean for him and Ireland going forward? We'll have that next. Our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week still to come. PGA Tour Leaderboard, Absolute Care Champions Report. Our Duster Challenge coming up next Friday. We'll give you a few thoughts on that. Got a good story about an LPGA player losing her clubs and what the flight attendant said.
I look forward to it.
And an official analytical study was done on the phrase, trees are 90% air.
I did see that.
Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
So we'll tell you if it actually is true or not. Lots more to come here. Tee to Green. We're live at the Porter Cup at Niagara Falls Country Club with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colesiel, Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green right after this.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again.
In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel, and by New Era Golf, headwear engineered to perform that never sacrifices style.
It is time for the look at the PGA Tour Leaderboard this week. World Golf Championships, the FedEx St. Jude Invitational. Great field in the event coming off of last week's Open Championship in Ireland. Matthew Fitzpatrick, after shooting a 64 yesterday, is your leader. He is at -9, a two-shot lead over four golfers that are all back at -7, including first-round leader John Rahm, Patrick Cantlay, Cameron Smith, and Billy Horschel. So Fitzpatrick -9, four golfers at -7. Some other names of note: Justin Rose, Brooks Koepka, Bubba Watson, all within striking distance. They are at -5. Rory McIlroy, Hideki Matsuyama, Henrik Stenson, amongst the big names at -4. Justin Thomas is at -3. You got Fleetwood, Scott, DJ, all at -2. Patrick Reed, guy that's played in the Porter Cup, as did Adam Scott, as did Dustin Johnson. He is at -1. So there's your look there. Tiger not playing this week. Wanted to take rest, despite the fact that it's a world golf event. He normally does play in all of these. Phil Mickelson is playing, as we mentioned, a former Porter Cup champion here in 1991. He is 1 over par. Brant Snedeker is a former Porter Cup player. He is +2. So there's your look this week. This event normally was the Bridgestone Invitational World Golf event in Akron. They took that event out. The event now at Firestone Country Club is now a senior Champions Tour event, so which is too bad because I always liked that weekend. I always suggested that as a nice road trip because it lined up usually with Hall of Fame weekend, chance to go see the Hall of Fame, see the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and then you can also go watch a great, you know, PGA Tour event 5 minutes up the road from Canton.
Great place,
Firestone.
The that's a leaderboard right there, man. Yeah. That's that'll be good TV this weekend.
That's right.
Yep.
While we're checking leaderboards, time for our PGA Tour Champions Report, brought to you by Absolute Care, affordable adult assisted living. The Senior Open Championship. Usually, it's always the week after the Open, and it's at Royal Lytham in St. Anne's this week. Wes Short Jr. is your leader right now through two rounds. He's at 6 under par. Scott Dunlap, one off the lead at -5. Darren Clark, who missed the cut last week, triple bogey in the 18th. He was not happy about that.
No, he wasn't.
He is at -4. Retief Goosen, the former two-time U.S. Open champion, is at -3. Colin Montgomery, -2. Bernhard Langer, -2. Miguel Angel Jimenez, -1. Freddie Couples is even. So there's a couple of your big names. Your John Daly note, he's not playing. Remember, of course, the RNA would not let him
And they didn't
cart.
For the senior either.
They didn't for either one.
And I see Gary Nicklaus qualified. He got in through a Monday qualifier, one of the qualifiers for the event. I can't believe Gary Nicklaus is 50. Man, so those things
he
are...
He did not make the cut. Plus eight.
Plus eight.
He missed it by 2 shots.
Yeah, I haven't seen his name in a while. He was a pretty good junior golfer for a while, too. I remember that. But it's a tough game.
That's right. So anyway, there's your look at the leaderboards this week. And, of course, the leaderboard here at the Porter Cup, Kevin Yu is your leader. 3-shot lead going into the final day over Aiden Dedone. And Tyler Strafasi, the final trio going off today at 12:10. Play is underway. Players are on the practice green right now getting ready for their tee time upcoming. And as we said, it's a free and a wonderful event to be a part of today.
I think they just there's free parking, and I think they just asked for us because the Boy Scouts manage the parking lot, and just give the Boy Scouts a little something for their effort.
Little donation, which you definitely should.
Yes.
No doubt. Okay, when we come back. It's just about 8 o'clock here. Hour number 2 from the Porter Cup. Cassie Stein, the tournament director, she'll join us at some point. We're looking forward to that. We'll get to our Western New York PGA tip of the week. Jeff's insight coming up as well. The trees, the 90% air, that's coming up too. And the LPGA player who lost her club, the great quote from the flight attendant. Wait till you hear what she had to say. Good stuff. A lot more to get to here as we roll on from the final round of the Porter Cup. Here in Lewiston at Niagara Falls Country Club, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, our producer Derek Kramer, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. More Tee to Green, Hour 2, coming up next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. MasterClass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.